A reading from Romans 13, 1 through 15. We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. For Christ did not please himself. For as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through the endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Jesus Christ, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore we welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore, I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing your name. And again it is said, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol him. And again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will come. Even he who arises to rule the Gentiles, in him will the Gentiles hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Tim Ozem, Trinity Lutheran Church, Oscoda, Michigan.
The lesson from Romans 15, the first 13 verses, reminds me of my first call in the ministry, which landed me in a community with more Christian congregations per capita than any place I'd ever lived. Just one Protestant affiliation had as many as 23 congregations on its county roster. It wasn't long before I figured out why this was the case. It turns out that Christians do not always work at resolving their differences. A person would find himself in disagreement with the prevailing voices in his own congregation and would just quit attending. Before long, a whole group of disenfranchised members would organize a new congregation, sometimes only a few blocks down the street. Surprisingly, congregations that were growing often grew at the expense of another. The first Christians did not have the luxury of looking for another place to go. Advertising the formation of a new congregation could land the whole group in jail or worse. As a result, if the Christian community was going to be serious about carrying out the Great Commission, they had to learn to get along. This is what St. Paul is talking about in our text. We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak, and not to please ourselves. For Christ did not come to please himself, but became a servant to those circumcised, in order to demonstrate God's truthfulness, confirming the promises he made to the patriarchs, and so that the Gentiles as well might glorify God on account of his mercy. It takes great strength and patience to bear with those who are weaker in faith than ourselves. The word St. Paul uses here to identify those firm in the faith is hoi dunatoi, the dynamic ones, the powerful ones. We who are powerful have an obligation to bastadzein, that is to carry, tolerate, endure, support, or even sustain the weak. This is not an option in the Christian community. We are a church full of people all needing the Lord's forgiveness. We are all sinners, and as such, there should be an air of humility among us, for none of us can boast about ourselves, and as a result, we show our strength when we find ways to bear with the weak or infirm, particularly those who are sick in their sinfulness. The example we have is Christ. He did not come to earth to please himself, but rather came to be a servant. Perhaps there is no better time to reiterate this truth. We still live in a day when church membership seems to be more of an exercise in self-actualization rather than an indication of our Christian faith and our desire to align with Christ's agenda. congregations offering the most opportunity to self-actualize seem to attract the most people, sometimes attracting people who just want to feel good about themselves, rather than those who want to become a servant. Jesus came to do that. He came to be obedient. Everyone else was more important than he was, even the sinner and the tax collector. He would wash his disciples' feet. He would lay down his life for the sinners. Anyone bearing the name of Christ also bears the obligation to serve rather than be served, demanding obedience to customs and practices so that the majority of the members can remain in their comfort zone falls in the area of pleasing oneself. On the other hand, bearing with the spiritually weak, visiting the sick, comforting those who have been persecuted for their faith or those who have had a tough time in life as a demonstration of the ministry of Christ, this behavior gives hope to the weak, and by the power of the Holy Spirit feeds their faith and ours, so that the entire Church of God can overflow with the blessed hope of salvation that is ours through our Lord's resurrection from the dead. Demonstrating strength by showing compassion to the weak will always be a challenge, particularly for those who are strong and gifted. The ability to live the way God obliges us is not something we can do on our own, but only comes by the power of the Holy Spirit, who brings us to faith through the Holy Word and continues to feed us by the reading and the hearing of the same and through our participation in the sacraments. If you know the grace of God and the forgiveness that is yours through Christ, you are already strong. There is a world full of people who know neither. God has called you and empowered you to demonstrate His love and grace by pointing to His Word, underscoring His faithfulness throughout the ages, and in acts of kindness and forbearance, paving the way for the weak and the unbelievers to also see Christ and give glory to God for what He has done. Amen.
We thank Pastor Tim Ozum for this meditation on God's Word.